This is an update on the Egyptian statue that was found in the mud. It is not Ramses II. As it turns out, the statue uncovered in Egypt recently is not Ramses II. Rather, it is a statue of Psamtik I, who ruled between 664 and 610 BC. This statue, which we all thought was Ramses, it was found right in front of one of the temples that belonged to Ramses, but instead, the statue actually happens to have a huge engraving on it. And this is a quote, "If it belongs to this king, then it is the largest statue of the late period that was ever discovered in Egypt," Aram Online reported him as saying. The identity of the statue was uncovered after they moved the statue, which is 29 feet tall, from a wasteland, in between apartment blocks on the site of the ancient capital, Heliopolis, to the Egyptian Museum in central Cairo. The statue was made out of quartzite, and the torso of the torso alone of this statue weighed 3 tons. The Ministry of Antiquities hopes to put the statue back together. The question that was with this, was there an elongated skull on it? A lot of people were saying, well, it could be the crown. It could be it could be several things. But is there an elongated skull on it? That's the real question. I guess we'll have to wait and see how they piece, quote unquote, this thing together, and see what ends up going on at the very top, if they end up putting a crown there or not. But anyways, let me know what you guys think about this. So it's not Ramses II. It's actually a different ruler. That's all I got for you. God bless and carry on.